Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Spider! I'm down on Spider. I thought we were trying to get a weekly with them.
We are, but and the next time we do a show or we have him on, I gotta come down his road.
What for? What
for being a Michael Jordan bootlicker,
dude? Yeah.
He actually said that Barkley was in the wrong for criticizing Jordan
his
ownership. Oh, you can't do that. Wow. He was a friend.
It doesn't even matter.
Okay, so Barkley's supposed to just lie?
Yeah. Okay. The greatest basketball player ever.
Yeah. And the worst owner ever.
That. Should have never even tried for that job.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Okay. I don't even care about what didn't happen in Charlotte.
Scott Osler coming up in 10 minutes. Kyle, you know what? Do me a favor. I want you to ask Osler the first question.
Oh, okay.
Because I know you're excited. You love him.
And I've had dinner, him and his wife and mine.
Oh.
Yeah, we broke bread together.
Okay.
When Evan and I ran. Oh, they had the Banez's retirement party.
That was a party.
But they had food and a great
ambiance. But you just happened to be at the table with them. You
but
didn't
then
really
we bonded.
Go out.
The ladies bonded. And
yeah. Right, you didn't.
We all were there.
But it was a party.
We bonded. We're tight. And Evan and I ran into him at the Niner game.
Yeah, we broke bread, Steiny.
Yeah.
When? In the
Monday
media
football.
Room?
Yeah. Hey, last time you've been to a Niner game in the media room. You need to come out.
It's Candlestick.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You got to get out there.
Why?
For the show?
I'm better on the show when I watch a game on television.
I got that. People were asking about you. That's all.
Hey, Evan, you're real familiar with St. Mary's basketball. Do they have a general manager?
Yeah, like a manager of properties. It's more related to Learfield. Like, that's the entity that owns their broadcasting rights. So technically, yes.
So they have a Woj. Man, at St. Mary's. Like, Woj has just become Adrian Wojnarowski. Wow. He's gone from being the number one newsbreaker on ESPN, NBA. He's now the general manager of the St. Bonaventures basketball program.
Probably different role because he's, I would imagine, far more connected than the St. Mary's general manager. But yes, they have one.
Does Cal have one?
Probably, yeah.
I got to believe San Jose State.
I think I could do that job.
Dude, what if you...
I think I could do that.
You couldn't leave here, though.
Franklin and Marshall might need
a New York minute.
Franklin and Marshall might need a general manager.
No, that means you have to go back east. You ain't in there.
Oh, that's only a matter of time.
Tulane?
I could...
Go Green Wave!
But I feel like you'd be the kind of guy who jumps high. I don't like him. Like, you'd have to take all your prejudices away. You just have to be like, dude.
I'd have no prejudices.
Well, right now you hate the ha-ha, so you go scout a dude with the ha-ha. You probably won't like him.
I love ha-ha if the player can also perform the fundamentals of the game.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, first you need to realize that the general manager is not there for basketball-specific reasons.
Mm.
It's more of a business role.
But, yes, but it's...
Like selling the program, but not... Not recruiting.
No, but it's...
Or developing.
But he just... Woj is just doing the basketball program.
Yeah, but he's, I imagine, going to be part of selling the program, involving himself with sponsorships, trying to find a way to expand the St. Bonaventure brand.
What are you saying? I couldn't do that?
I can expand a brand.
Well, no, but it's not your job to opine on if a player can go left or not.
Right. So what you want to do,
I would need that
available
in my job description. That I could
okay,
do that.
There you go.
What?
No, Evan was basically telling you... That wouldn't allow you to do what you want or think, you know, judging the players.
So you're saying I don't have the skill set for that?
You would have to adjust your skill set.
Let's go to Wendy. She's in the Twin Cities.
Hey.
Actually, that's not, I don't know if she is. She's in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
Oh, hey, Wendy.
Okay. I'm the A-plus call that called you from a non-Viking fan that called you the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember.
Yeah. Okay, so first thing I want to say real quick is, as much as I dislike Kirk Cousins, I actually had to root for him during that Philly game because I just can't stand the Eagles. So I was actually cheering for Kirk in that game, which was difficult for me to do. Anyhow, I kind of agree with Steiny about Brandon Ayuk needs to show up. Trent Williams needs to show up. All the back and forth with Ayuk saying, oh, I want to be traded. Oh, I don't want to accept that trade. I don't want to go to Cleveland. I don't want to go to New England. I want to be a 49er. I'm holding in. I'm holding out. I'm traveling with the team. I'm not. I don't care if you're making $60 million or $6. You need to show up. Trent Williams needs to show up. I know he's 36 and he's probably only going to play like one more year. Show up. The whole team needs to show up. And I also don't think that by if you had paid Brock Purdy like $60 million this year and based on these first two games, I really don't think you can go after him because guess what? He's already, in the short time he's been here, he's won an NFC championship, gone to the Super Bowl. What has Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Craig Dunn, or Caleb Williamson? And they got huge contracts, and they're doing basically nothing, especially Dak. So
you preaching.
The whole idea of...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Right? The whole idea of like, oh, he has all these star players. What is he going to do without his star players? Any team would look different without their top two or three players. So if you sign him next year for $60 million or $40 million or whatever, sure. Maybe it's going to be based on the whole season, not just a little like a two-game series that, yeah, they probably should win. But I also think they also need to get another receiver and another running back.
Oh.
And Kyle can't run Mason into the ground because then we're really going to be screwed. And you know what? This is all... It all comes down to play calling. All of it. Yeah. If Ayuk only gets three catches, that's on Kyle. If Mason gets 30 runs, that's on Kyle. If Kittle only gets two catches, that's on Kyle. It all comes down to the play calling and being able to adjust with the players that you have on the field. But yeah, I'm kind of... Ayuk doesn't deserve a pass. He's the one that put himself in that position.
Thanks, Wendy. Appreciate the call. Hold the players accountable? He's famous for that.
Yes, stop.
Evan?
Come on. I'm the one that does, and I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Now, that's AI. That's,
no, what that's
did
not.
I say that. Jesus, that hurt. But I'll say this. I can't wait to ask Scott about the question you posed to the listeners and myself. Why hasn't this regime got it done, in your opinion? And to Wendy's point, can we take Caleb Williams off the list? The guy just start playing. So I'm not defending him at all. I will say this. You can be the highest paid quarterback in the league and still not be the best. A la up until, look at our guy in Green Bay, Stani. Has his life changed or his approach to the game? I know he got hurt in Brazil, but I'm talking about Jordan Love. He had that award per se, and he was going to go about his football life hadn't changed. He was going to do what he did, and the Packers bet on him to come, you know?
Yes.
So it could happen here with Brock, but I think scrutiny's already started.
Yeah, I think
it has never given him his flowers, feeling like, oh, you're just a product of the system.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons he's gotten more scrutinized over the years is because the stakes are high. Now this year, they've got to determine what to pay him by the end of the year. And then next year, he's gonna be the quarterback known for making, maybe resetting the market. And if he resets the market,
naturally,
then we're going to view him differently.
Yeah. But it's up to him, just like Ayuk, Steiny. And that's what's funny about Ayuk. I feel like it's a combo platter of, let's just say he's off to a slow start. Is it because of no camp? Which I want to say majority of it is, or is it because of the pressure of getting the big deal and the way that it went down and some people thought you might be greedy? He might be listening right now. You fool, I could give a damn what the Jackals say. I got paid. I just need to get my wind up, more reps, and I'll be fine. It could be that. But I guess it's all upstairs on how the said player feels after they sign a deal.
The other problem is if Brandon Ayuk is essentially the same receiver he was last year, Had a career year last year.
Or his numbers drop a little. It's not going to be good enough. Especially, this is a big, like, wow. This is a big game for Brandon Ayuk. There's no getting around it.
Like, They've lost two of their biggest offensive weapons,
and he just got paid big boy money.
But what if the Rams double him?
Okay. Oh, didn't the Niners double Jefferson?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
But how'd that work out?
So put up or shut up.
No, but this could be the game where Kittle gets 12 targets.
Okay.
Or Juwan Jennings gets nine. If Brock is like, you know what? You got a lot of people, a lot of people over there, a lot of red, a lot of blue and gold over there. I'm gonna go somewhere else with the ball.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
You just don't want him to.
What's wrong with a guy feeling pressure?
I'm that pressure. My nickname.
Okay, well then, quit sweating Ayuk and just say you're right, Steiny. He's got to come around.
Like I'm trying to take that off his plate or platter.
Does it sound like Guru's trying to take that off Ayuk's plate?
No, not at all.
I don't know.
Like, let's just say the game ends and he has his normal 4 for 40. Let's just say they win by 10. They win by 10. He has 6 targets, catches 4 of them.
Yeah, that would be a normal game for him.
And then they go up to his locker. Hey, Brandon, you ain't putting up the numbers. And then they go to Purdy and he's like, you know what? There was a lot of traffic over there. I chose to go somewhere else with
the Rock. Just win the game.
Yeah. All right. Bonte, what'd you say?
Just win the game and be a factor.
6-3.
Just be a factor.
Mm. Well, he is just outlining up. Right, we'll see. Especially with what they don't have.
Well, we'll see. I mean, look, the bottom line is they overpaid the guy. They overpaid IU.
Yeah.
And if they had to, they had to. But they overpaid.
Why do you think they had to? Because what if they didn't have him now?
To win a Super Bowl?
What if they didn't have him now? Think about that.
They'd still have their best receiver right now on the roster, Juwan Jennings. He's better than Ayuk right now. I think he's more reliable. We got him?
Yeah. Our guy, Scott.